From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Houston, Texas, the fourth largest American city, is bracing for more tropical storm rains, with rescue workers struggling to reach thousands of people already stranded by raging floodwaters. The Federal Emergency Management Chief Brock Long told reporters on Monday that his agency is going to be in Texas, quote, for several years.
We've been telling people that this is coming. It's still ongoing, but you couldn't draw this situation up. The bottom line is that it's going to continue on. We need the whole community, not only the federal government forces, but this is a whole community effort from all levels of government, and it's going to require the citizens getting involved.
Long says he's anticipating over 30,000 people having to be placed temporarily in shelters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott told reporters he has deployed the entire Texas National Guard, about 15,000 women and men. U.S. Weather Prediction Center lead forecaster Patrick Burke told VOA, "The message we've been getting out today is that we've never seen a storm like this. We've never seen these rainfall amounts over such a large area. And so the damage is already catastrophic, and unfortunately is going to continue to be catastrophic for the next several days." Harvey was the strongest hurricane to hit the United States mainland in more than 10 years. U.S. gasoline prices surged as much as 7% Monday as a result of storm damage caused by the hurricane. Oil producers' costs have also been rising since the storm's winds and floodwaters slammed into a part of Texas home to many of the nation's refineries. This is VOA News. A car bomb exploded Monday in Baghdad, killing at least 10 people and wounding 28 others. The blast happened in the mainly Shiite Sadr City section of the Iraqi capital. Members of Iraq's security forces were among the casualties. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. Angolans have elected their first new president in nearly 40 years. They say he must address the glaring gap between rich and poor. Despite being Africa's second largest oil producer, most of Angola's citizens live in poverty, with runaway inflation and high unemployment. The VOA's Anita Powell reports from Luanda.
Angola is Africa's second largest oil producer, yet that wealth has clearly not trickled down. President-elect João Lourenço says he wants to lessen dependence on oil. He wants to develop agriculture, industry, tourism, fisheries, and other branches of the economy, he told a crowd at his final pre-election rally. But his political opponents say the problem is far simpler. Opposition lawmaker Manuel Fernandes.
O país empobreceu. Mas esse empobrecimento também vale aqui dizer.
The poverty is not because of a drop in prices, he told VOA. It is because of bad governance. It is a tough situation for Lourenço, as he prepares to take the reins once the official count is settled. But for Angola's millions of poor, change cannot come soon enough. Anita Pal, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
India and China have reached an agreement to end the most serious confrontation in decades between the two countries along a disputed border in the eastern Himalayas. A brief statement by India's foreign ministry on Monday said the decision follows diplomatic communications between the two countries. The foreign ministry in Beijing said Chinese soldiers will continue to patrol the area. In India, controversial guru Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for raping two of his female followers. Lawyers said he was handed two separate 10-year sentences to run consecutively. And the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe is urging President Trump to stop his attacks on the press. The organization says they degrade the essential role of the media in democracy. Its media freedom representative, Harlem Desir, said on Monday that Trump's comments about the media are, quote, deeply problematic. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.